What can you do to get the message out? Well, that brings me to my first guest today, who are in studio, who are working on getting that message out. A great new effort that's underway just within the last couple of days. A brand new website is up that I think you'll thoroughly enjoy. And we have Keith Machida, and Kate Shaw joining us from ObamaMoney.org.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you, Brian.
Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure to be here. I'm glad we could actually make it. Yes, we are actually trying to get the voice out, get the effort out, make the effort to make Washington listen. And we are going to go much further than just what we are doing now.
And not just Washington, but the administration in Concord.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we have other small businesses. We have been at the hearings, as you know.
That's where I've met you. Yep.
Sure. Yep. Absolutely. We've had a lot to say, that I don't think they appreciated very much based on their responses. But affecting change on a national level is fantastic, but you also have to affect change on a statewide level. One without the other is not going to benefit us.
That's right. No, exactly. And that's what I have been seeing. The theme has been, I'm not the one driving the debate.
Mm-hmm.
People like you are. The people who are the homeowners, the business owners, just the people who go to work every day, the parents, absolutely. The people who have to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They're the ones driving the debate, and I'm here facilitating that debate.
Yep. And we appreciate it.
And this is where, you know, you two come in. You're in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. You're business owners, and you have had enough. Have you ever been involved in politics before?
No. That's the really nice part about this. Kate and I are small business owners here in the state of New Hampshire, and we have worked very hard just to make an honest living for ourselves. And, you know, when all of this LLC tax started coming in, we started – our alarms started going off. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We worked our – behinds off, to get to this point where we're actually coming up to a profitable state. And now we're moving into a form of LLC. And now we find out, lo and behold, the powers to be in our current regime in Concord have decided that they now need a part of our hard-earned money that we've been putting together for our family.
And they have acknowledged the fact that the LLC tax is an income tax. They've openly mm-hmm. acknowledged it. The commissioner has to all of us. So that's unconstitutional in our state.
Yep.
One of our businesses was started in Massachusetts and moved to New Hampshire.
Because the breaks that we can receive up here in order to grow the company.
Mm-hmm. The New Hampshire advantage.
Right.
The New Hampshire
right.
advantage.
Yeah, and now we're seeing that being slipped away. Now your tax burden could be twice as much as Massachusetts.
Yeah,
right.
I concur. I mean, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Now we moved away from the tax burden, and now we're coming into an even larger tax burden. And it's just unfathomable. It's something you can't fathom.
Again, and for anybody who may remember from a conversation a month ago when these DRA hearings started on the LLC tax, I interviewed Keith. He's a business owner looking to put the LLC paperwork, fill it all out and submit it, and then saying, wait a minute, I have second thoughts on this.
Exactly.
Right, but now the 1607 now includes sole proprietors.
So
we're
done.
Sucked in.
We got it either way.
Yes, that is true.
I mean, so it's not like we have an advantage anymore.
We're talking about reasonable compensation.
Absolutely.
At 1607.
Absolutely.
That's
so
right.
Now that includes, that adds sole proprietors to the list. The commissioner was not kidding when he made the statement on December 16th that, look, we're coming after all of you. Those
yes.
were his words, not ours. Then at the hearing in Plymouth,
I saw you two there, yeah.
Exactly. Again, he when I made the statement that he in fact said that, he denied saying it. And everyone in the audience said, oh, no, you did say that you were coming after all of us. And,
yes.
You know, let's be honest here. As soon as they get this passed through, they're coming after everyone's wallet.
You betcha.
Yeah, this is a prelude
to an
income tax.
Because this debt finance tax is also going to apply to corporations. And corporations were saying, ha-ha, you guys are going to get it. Whoa, what do you mean? What do you mean, us?
Right, right, absolutely. And then, it will eventually go to the employed person, just the employees. You know, they're going to this is their foot in the door to go after everyone's paycheck.
As far as getting getting involved, Kate and I are not or have not been, other than voting members of our society, involved in politics in any way, shape, or form. This is very new to all of us, or to the two of us.
Sure.
We literally, Kate has an interesting story to tell you how Obama money came about, so I'll leave that to her. But we got tired of screaming and yelling at our television. We got tired of screaming.
Oh, I thought
and
I was
yelling.
The only one that did
No. I have been at nights.
We had to buy a new television because we threw so many items at the television that screen was no longer clear. So we had to go out and purchase a new one.
Now, mind terrible. You, we're not violent people in any way, shape, or form.
No, okay, yeah, let's make that one clear.
Yes. We're angry right now. But certainly not violent. And, you know, the extent of our political discussions prior to the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, had been at our kitchen table with our five children.
And that's where we usually talk politics. I mean, civics is not necessarily taught like it used to be in schools. Mm-hmm. So we take that effort as parents trying to be responsible for the rearing of our children to absolutely teach them the civics and their responsibilities as citizens, both of the state and this country. Mm-hmm. So we spend a lot of time doing that with our kids. The evolvement of ObamaMoney.org came about from just the sheer frustration of our inability to or our feeling of lack of ability to do anything about what was going on around us or at least what we were watching. So thus was born the concept of Obama Money. But again, Kate, you want to go ahead and explain to them real quick?
Right, yes.
You know, the ObamaMoney.org when it was born, it was not intended to be what it is right now. We, on tax day, April 15th, 2009, we were doing our taxes in the home office, and our 13-year-old son, 13 at the time, came home, and we had some money sitting out on the table, and he said, "Hey, if Obama was on money, what would he be on?" And my sarcastic nature took over, I can't help it, and I turned around and I said, a $1 trillion bill, of course, what else would he be on? And, you know, Keith has some experience. Keith has some experience with Photoshop. And so he immediately got up and started Photoshopping a bill. And, you know, it evolved. It took months for the Obama buck to be completed. And everything on the bill has been altered and changed and it makes a statement. So
every little element on there, it means something.
Everything has been touched.
Absolutely. So then we decided, okay, you know what? When we started getting involved with the LLC tax and going to the hearings, we said, okay, we've got to put up a website. We need to put our message out there. We need a place to blog. We need a place to put up links for people to get information.
Help people get educated about the process and what was going on around them.
Right.
That's it, yes.
So of course, after hearing, when we were trying to decide on a name for the website and having heard the Fox interview where the woman's screaming about, "I got my Obama money."
That's what I was thinking of this morning.
That's right.
Right in.
That's
perfect.
That's exactly where it came from. So we were lucky enough to grab ObamaMoney.org. Uh-huh. And so we have a store developed on there. And then when we got involved with the LLC tax, we decided we needed another bill. We needed a Lynch bill. And so in honor of House Bill 2 and the LLC tax, Lynch is on a $2 bill.
Mind you, I got to interject here. This effort that we've been making here, I mean, the Obama bill did take some time because there was a learning curve with Photoshop. But the truth be told is that we have had so much fun doing this.
It's been great.
It is a chore, as people say. It's a task. It's a responsibility. But we have had more fun putting this stuff together than anybody should. I mean, it really has been.
Well, we're going to talk about what people can do with that Obama money, how they can
get
it, the message that's going to be sent. But I do have a phone call first. Let's go to Kevin from Manchester, who wants to talk about one of the topics we've been discussing here. Hi, Kevin. Kevin, are you there?
Oh, hi. How you doing, Bulldog?
Good. You're on with Keith Machida and Kate Shaw from ObamaMoney.org.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
I'm kind of like in the dock. Who's this guy trying to sue? that you said earlier.
Oh, John Cronin is an attorney with a Manchester law firm, and he filed a lawsuit in Hillsborough County Superior Court on behalf of one of his real estate clients who is upset with the constitutionality of the LLC tax. And he was on the show briefly last week to talk about the lawsuit, and he will be on again tomorrow to talk about possibly making this a class action lawsuit.
Bulldog, who are they suing?
They are suing the Department of Revenue Administration.
Yes.
That's the state.
Exactly.
Yep.
There's no money in the state. What are they going to do? Get it from, they're going to pull it out of Fannie Mae? Come on.
They're not going for money.
I don't think the lawsuit's seeking money, Kevin.
John, whatever your name, if you're listening, get your head out of your butt talk, buddy. There's no money out here. People have no jobs. You know, you're going to sue the state and then take, you know, that's just taking more money. Come on, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I mean,
Kevin, here's the problem on two counts. Number one, I don't think they are suing for money. They're looking to have this ruled unconstitutional so the tax can't be implemented unconstitutionally in three different counts. Secondly, if there's a problem about money and having to defend the lawsuit, take that up with your state legislators who approved the budget. And in Manchester, you have a number of state reps who did just that.
Yes.
Right.
I know. I understand that. Right. I know. Bulldog, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm just saying that the word suit, just everybody's out suing. You know what I mean?
Whatever makes you upset, go with that.
Hey, Bulldog, build on that. I got another question for you. How come they call you Bulldog? I've seen you. You look more like a poodle.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a nice day.
Your nails aren't painted.
No, thank you. And I don't sit in anybody's lap either.
That's right. I don't see any bows.
All right. So okay. But there's some raw frustration right there with
Absolutely.
The whole process.
Absolutely.
But you want to allow people to get their frustration out.
Yes.
Send a message. ObamaMoney.org is a way to do it. You have a blog, but you have a store where you're selling these Obama bucks. And tell us what happens when people get one of these things.
Sure. Well, we're selling two items. We're posting the Lynch bill today online.
Nice.
It's
and
going up, yeah.
So we have a million bill effort with the Obama money campaign. And what we're doing is we're encouraging people to go online and go to the store. And for $6.99, that will purchase two Obama bucks. We will send one to the person who purchases it so they can have it, keep it in their wallet. It's funny. It's a great conversation piece. The second bill, we will put their demographic information on the back, name, phone number, who their where their district is, you know, the state that they live in, what their mm-hmm. district is.
The representative of choice.
Right.
Right.
We will also allow them to put a short message, which we will print on the back of the bill. Then we plan on delivering these bills in person. We're going to have some help taking them down, but we're going to drive them down to Washington in August.
The objective is we want to rent or lease a semi-truck. Uh-huh. And have it wrapped in the Obama bill.
In the Obama bill.
With the voice of the people written on the side and drive it from here mm-hmm. to Washington and deliver nice. These by hands with hand trucks to the individual representatives.
And your goal is to deliver
a million.
A million of them.
A million.
That's our goal.
That's about
1%. Which would be
1%.
About 1% of America's taxpayers.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to think about how many people
doable.
That really represents.
It's doable. And for $6.99, I mean, that's not, you know, that's not a lot of money, $6.99.
Sure.
You know, we'll send you one to keep. There's no shipping charge on it. This is just a way to get a message out there. We're doing a similar drive with the Lynch bill, mm-hmm. except with the Lynch bill for $2, we will send
it's
you
a $2 bill.
It's a $2 bill. So yeah, we will send
bill,
you two bills.
Okay.
One, if you want to keep it. The other one, we would encourage you to send that to your representative of choice. Write your own message on the back and stick it in the mail. And let's flood the Capitol with these things. Lynch does not want this bill floating all over the state. And that's where
we'd
love
to put it on billboards if we could. I mean, the biggest challenge we have at this point, now, mind you, we do not run printing companies. That's not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
This is our effort. This is us getting off the couch and stopping destroying mm-hmm. our televisions mm-hmm. and making an effort to have the voice of the American people and the both on a federal and a local level be heard. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, the Democrats here, right here in Concord, are taking playbooks right out of the Obama playbook. and holding secret closed-door meetings.
Absolutely. As recently as yesterday morning.
That's right.
The
that's
day
right.
after
right.
the Scott Brown election, which sent a message, stop it with the closed-door meetings.
You think they would have gotten it. It's you like think they would have got the shot that or the Scott that was heard around the world.
The Scott that was heard around the world, yes.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, and why they're not listening, we don't know. You know, this is arrogant behavior. You mm-hmm. do not do this. These people work for us. This is no different than any job. They have a job. We are the boss. We consider these bills their job performance review.
Exactly.
And they need to hear what it is we think of their performance.
So get your trillion-dollar Obama bill or your $2 Lynch bill.
That's right.
After today. It'll be probably tomorrow morning, but after today.
Okay, right. After today. But the Obama money is there right now.
The Obama money is there. And we're going after Patrick Duvall next.
Duvall Patrick, sorry.
That will be a beautiful bill.
And we, you know, we have a drop down on We have a drop down on ObamaMoney.org where we are starting where we've listed the states. And we're
not
going
all of
after
them yet.
Not
we're
all
listing
of them yet.
A state.
And look,
okay. It's a growing process.
Don't get us wrong. This is not a let's focus on the Democrats. This is a let's focus on the people who are not listening. We are equal opportunity offenders on this bill. I don't care if you're Democrat. I don't care if you're Republican. If you are not performing the job that we hired you to do based on the what the public wants, you can hear us yelling. You see
Bulldog,
us.
Let's interject.
ObamaMoney.org.
Basically say, look, we are not here to preach conspiracy theories. But mm-hmm. the truth be told is if the representatives in the states, whether they're Democrat or Republican, are irresponsibly spending money, mm-hmm. growing government to the point of a ridiculous state, no pun intended, that needs to stop.
Yeah.
The country has fundamental values that it was founded on, and it didn't have anything to do with a libertarian or a right wing or a left wing idea we need to bring ourselves back to a common sense state of mind.
The federal government is virtually bankrupt. The state of New Hampshire is virtually bankrupt.
Yep.
And we need to stop this.
Look
and we need
California.
To stop it now.
They have a Republican governor.
Exactly. So this is the message for the people, by the people,
yes.
and to the people that are supposed to represent us. ObamaMoney.org. Keith and Kate, good to see you. I've got to run. Got a lot more business to take care of here on the show.
Thank you
so much
for having us,
I appreciate it, Brian.
You are welcome. We'll talk to you again.
Have a good one.